Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, the 80s. Get out of here. I think of the 80s and I think of Journey, REO Speedwagon, Asia.
All the hair bands.
Crap like that.
Yeah.
Now, some would say you can think of Bruce. You think of U2, right?
As relevant in the 90s and the 2000s, frankly, those two groups.
70s music better than the 80s.
That's true.
90s better than the 80s?
Yes.
I think probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Aughts?
I think so.
What is the best decade of music? 651-461-9226. And yes, it's a little bit guided by maybe when you were a teenager or early 20s. I don't think it has to be. I still listen to modern music now. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I listen here the most, but when I'm listening to music, my top three are, of course, Jack is in the mix for sure. Current. And Katie? How many times can you listen to Russia?
Hopefully not many.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the wall. But you can love this station and also love music.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Dabble?
Dabble around. Sample around.
I like the 1810s, 1820s, when Beethoven was just crushing it, just symphony. Boom, boom, another symphony. Let's go.
Yeah. A lot of people think when we get 400 years from now, you'll be deciding between Beethoven or Star Wars is the most impactful.
Yeah, well, I mean, the John Williams score
is incredible. I mean, that's for you. It's for you, Mr. Cook. Okay. We have good stuff today. We have Ask. By the way, you need to text me, 651-461-9226. Best decade of music. Ask with Adam, bottom there. Andy Luger in studio, the two-time former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota in the 1 o'clock hour. Myriad of topics for him. And Bill Guerin, they met the media. Guerin and John Hines, I consumed a decent amount of it, but this will be Billy's first extended interview. And he's on with us at 2:05. How confident are you with air travel? That is my question. You just heard it again with CBS, with Newark. Newark is a bleep show. That's what it is right now. Newark, when I used to travel tracking the wolves, and actually even going to New York because I love, I don't like New York. I love New York. I think that you're either in New York is not your place or your place. I love visiting New York. I think it's magnificent. I like flying out of Newark. I think it's a better way to go. Not now. No. No thanks. When we're at nine straight days of chaos. How about the news coming out today when radar lost communications with multiple flights? So they're flying on their own. Air traffic control was not able to communicate with the planes. This occurred April 28th, nearly 90 seconds, multiple reports on that. That's not good. That is not good. You're seeing all the reports now of what has been going on. And it's troubling. And so I want to know if people think, well, this is just Newark. I don't have to worry about it. I think you're wrong. Congress in 2003 directed the FAA to modernize its systems. You know that overhaul is set to be complete? 2030. I mean, what are we doing?
Be done before Southwest Light Rail.
That's correct. And probably less expensive. And I know the greatest comeback to this is it's amazing, our safety tracker. And obviously we had the helicopter incident at Reagan. And it seems like we've had other scares or other issues at small planes. We had the situation in Philly,
yeah,
not too far after it.
Obviously up in Canada with the Delta flight flipping over.
Absolutely. But if we're going back to 2030 for the FAA to modernize their systems, and it takes 27 years, this is where, to me, we look incompetent. That's W, that's Obama, that's Trump, that's Biden, that's Trump, that's Congress. We still should be the country that gets things done. And I'll say it again. The comeback from others on airport confidence and safety, we hardly ever have a plane crash. And that's phenomenal. That, I mean, I am not a nervous flyer in any way. In any way. Are you?
No, I'm good.
No, I am good. But data does matter. Sean Duffy, FAA head, points out that the FAA still uses floppy disks. Floppy disks. The Government Accountability Office reported in March, 76%, wait for this, of the FAA systems are unsustainable or potentially unsustainable, which may have critical operational impacts on safety and efficiency. That's really good to hear, isn't it?
I'm the kind of guy who likes my FAA systems to be sustainable.
Yeah.
Not unsustainable.
Yeah. You know, un is really never good.
You don't want a lot of uns.
No, un, dead to me. Lose my number, un. Right? It's normally unavailable.
Yeah. Unhappy.
Unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That un. When is un good?
Not a lot of good uns. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, United Nations.
A lot of people would say United Nations, a bad un.
That's exactly right.
A lot
right.
of people not happy with that
there
un.
There are a lot of votes with that un where I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about? Un, not good. The FAA says it needs 3,000 controllers to be fully staffed, and a shortage are especially acute in the tri-state region. The union also opposed changing the federal law requiring the controllers retire by age 56. Why in the hell would they need to retire by 56?
I don't know.
Are they an offensive tackle? I mean, do you have mental acuity? Are you still sharp? Do you understand the job? 56. They're not backing up Ant tonight playing the Warriors, are they?
I don't think they are.
So here we have a conundrum. We have Newark. Just good luck to you. I mean, United's canceling 35 flights a day out of there. There are hundreds of delays already. There are hundreds of cancellations. This is day after day after day. You have a system which we said in 03, let's upgrade it. They're saying maybe by 2030, we're losing air traffic control communications. We're short a huge number of air traffic control officers, but we rarely have a crash. So what's your confidence, Dave? Don't tell me. Let's pause.
Ooh.
I want others. God, that was puking.
That was really good. That was really, mouth open, ready.
That was really, that was really like the program directors love that. Occasionally. It's also kind of pukey.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, everybody. What's your confidence? Who's the guy? Who's Carter at the bar?
At the Honeybee?
At the Honeybee.
Oh.
It's not Rob Carson. We were talking about Rob Carson. Lindsey Gensel reached out and found Rob Carson on TV. Sent it to Adam and I. So good.
Is that Rod Irons or is that another one?
No, that's Rod Irons. Hi, everybody. It's Rod Irons here. What's your confidence level with the FAA? Hit us up on the talk lines, the smack talk lines. 651-461-9226. I won't talk like that anymore. I promise everybody I'm done with that voice.
You sound like Scott Farrell.
Hi, everybody. Is Farrell still around?
I think he is.
He's had a good run, hasn't he? You know where you have a good run? When you go to Stretch Lab.
Nice.
Because you want mobility. You want flexibility. You keep sending me stories when, you know, the aging just takes your life and just leaves you astray, including for me in about 3 weeks. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I don't care if it's your 15-year-old kid who's a shot putter, a runner. You're a 25-year-old. You still stay in shape. You're a 75-year-old, and you need to be in a lot better shape. You want that flexibility. You want that range of motion. You want to play golf without pain. You want to play pickleball. You want to go for the walk with your partner and feel great. Stretch Lab does it. I've been going for 6-plus years. They have 11 locations, trained specialists. You will absolutely feel better after your first visit. You can sign up for single visits, monthly, and half off. I repeat, half off your first visit. Sign up right now. StretchLab.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, what is our music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
Well, you know what day it is today, Chad? It is National Beverage Day. So we are raising a glass, a toast, if you will.
Wow.
To what is in those glasses with artists that have some sort of beverage in their name.
So, Winehouse.
You get it.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
651-461-9226. You can only have one beverage today. Only one beverage. Can you look up the definition of beverage?
I think something you drink is...
Is that just it? I mean, so beverage includes wine, old-fashioned, Pepsi in a can, water, everything. That's what I'm assuming, but I just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
This one does say a drink, especially one other than water.
Okay.
I don't know what makes water not part of the beverage category.
I would think water should be included.
Yeah.
You can have one beverage today. What would it be? Oh, my favorites are the ones I just said. Pepsi in a can,
mm-hmm.
Full body cab, old fashioned.
Those are, not three good choices, but they're good choices.
Really? Which one's not a good choice?
Pepsi in a can.
It's tremendous. It's the best, and it's incredibly different than Pepsi in a bottle. Also, we don't need this 500... There's places I stopped the other day to get Pepsi in a can. I was done with it on California. I brought it back.
You're back.
I've embraced it. they either had the bottle or the jumbo Pepsi in a can, like the 574 ounces.
That's a big ounce.
That's a lot of ounces. Mm-hmm. You know, I like my ounces in certain places to be bountiful. not that much. Okay, so you can have. So if I had to pick one today, I had a Pepsi yesterday, so no. I'd probably have a nice glass of wine outside.
Okay.
That's what I would go with.
I would go outside too, but I would have a nice ice cold fresh squeezed lemonade.
Lemonade's very good.
Love lemonade.
Really, really good lemonade is tremendous. All right, we got a lot of things to discuss here. Why does WCCO not broadcast an Odyssey? We do. We're right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there. Go to the Odyssey app. Best music decade, the 60s. Where do you stand on that, Dave Harrigan? Your guys.
I mean, the Beatles kind of ruled it. It's not a bad decade. It's certainly better than the 80s. I don't know if it's the best.
Late 60s, early 70s, Texter says, without a doubt, the best decade of music ever.
Well, you can't cross. I'm sorry.
That
it's either
count.
60s or 70s.
That's it.
We're not doing that.
80s, here we go. Rat, Crew, Cinderella, Guns N' Roses, Twisted Sister, best decade.
That's laughable.
Everything I just said.
Laughable.
Oh, my God. Underwear. That's an un that you're normally pro.
Sometimes you don't want it.
Yeah. Who in their right mind would want to work for the federal government right now with all the chaos? Well, but the FAA stuff and the air traffic controllers, this is not just under Trump, right? And there are cuts that have not made sense, and they end up rehiring a lot of people, and it's, you know, the chainsaw and then precision, and there we've had the reports the last 5-6 days that a high percentage of Republicans are not going to vote for the permanent changes that Elon has offered up.
Mm-hmm.
So Elon's concept of slowing down growth of government and cutting government, sure, all for it. Precision. Makes sense. Don't jeopardize things. Redundancy, sure, but it sounds good. It's not going to amount to much. And he's become so negative, it's ended up killing stock prices for his main company. Burnout. The burnout with air traffic controllers, just the razor's edge. You have to be on all the time. That is hard. If you've ever worked somewhere and they completely changed the computer system, you would know why the government doesn't change anything. The system could be down for days and have problems for months. We work here at WCCO Radio. Our implication with air traffic controllers is nothing. But we just upgraded our technology to where are we at now? Are we in the 90s now?
We're pretty good.
Are we pretty good
now?
Yeah,
we're pretty good with this brand new board here. But I mean, that's not an excuse. You can't say, well, it's going to be tough, so let's stick with the 1930s. It's fine. Yes. Whatever the Wright brothers used, that's good for us.
Yeah. This is a we stay ahead concept because we have hundreds of thousands of people could die every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Can you play? I'd like to buy The World of Coke for your next bumper music.
No. I said artists or bands with a drink in their name. Not songs. We're not doing songs today. That's too easy.
Yeah. Ben Franklin, a quote. Beer is proof God loves us and wants us to be happy. I like beer. I don't love beer. Where do you stand on beer?
Like is a good one.
Yep.
Like, although I never drank a lot of beer, but I just drink less now than I used to.
Yeah, that's me. Fresca on ice with grapefruit flavored vodka. That sounds pretty good. I have welcomed Fresca back into the beverage repertoire starting last year. My place, my little hamlet up north, which I might be done with now since I can't swing a club, they have Fresca, and I've welcomed it back. Fresca is massively underrated. Yacht Rock is so underrated. Do you think Yacht Rock is underrated?
No, I think it's vastly overrated.
I think it's properly.
I think too many people are thinking it's cool now in the last 5-10 years to be into Yacht Rock.
Chad, I got to go with an alcoholic beverage, the spicy margarita. I was tempted to say this. I like a spicy margarita, too. And we just had Cinco de Mayo. You don't like
spice? I don't like spice in my drinks.
You're soft.
Not for me.
You're just very soft.
Thank you. Orange pop.
This could be Orange Pop Guy.
It could be.
I hope it is Orange Pop Guy. I hope you're great. I'm all for taxing the rich until I become rich. Bite your tongue, boys. Prince, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, George Michael, Bruce Springsteen, U2, Janet Jackson, Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, on and on. Okay, of those 80s stars, Prince, all in. Michael, all in. Whitney, all in. George Michael, all in. Bruce Springsteen, all in. U2, Janet, Metallica, AC/DC, eh. Guns N' Roses, eh. There's just a lot of crap in the 80s.
Yeah,
also.
There's a lot of big names there, but there were a heck of a lot of other big names that were terrible.
Love Fresca while listening to 80s bangers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it works out that way. Here's a best decade for music, Adam Carter, is we ripped the 80s. We said no to the 80s.
70s.
We're in agreement.
And I think 90s is underrated.
We are in agreement. Ask Adam anything in the house. In the house. He's ready to help you out here with any issue. Complex. Sublime. You thought you never could resolve it, and Adam Carter is going to get it done with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. I was chatting today with my friend Sarah from Pella. When I move, I'm going to go to the social media with Pella, with my Instagram, maybe here, and show off the fabulous windows at the new place. Hopefully that's reasonably soon. I've lived in a house with Pella Windows for close to two decades and have loved it. And when I decided to make changes to my present house, I did two things. One, I went to PellaNorthland.com and realized that Pella, celebrating 100 years in business, which tells you how brilliant they are, they're willing to come out to a house or a condo for free. Take a look at what you have, work with your budget, show off their style, and they'll make it work. You also can just go to a showroom. I have one in Plymouth. Dave's got one in Woodbury. Opposite sides of town. Take a look at it. They are the best. I believe in them 1,000%. Phenomenal deal in May also. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. There's no reason to hesitate. Check them out today. PellaNorthland.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this opening text? And we demand answers to all texts. If you had to date a coworker, past or current, who are you selecting? Let's go. Who we got?
Past or current? Wow.
I'm in a committed relationship. I'm out.
Okay. So am I.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Well, no, you're not. You're not. It's not ask Chad anything. Mm. It's ask Adam anything. Come on. CCO, former employee.
Joyce Lamont.
Joyce Lamont. Excellent. Excellent. Adam, how much would you charge me for a half-day guided fishing trip? How much would you charge me for a half-day guided fishing trip? I don't know if they mean are you going to be the guide,
yes,
or is this person going to be the guide?
What I charge that person to take them fishing.
Why do they think you're good at this?
That's what I'm wondering. Gas money and beverages. Yeah. Come on.
And you've acknowledged now it's 95% luck, right?
No.
What percent is luck?
No.
What are you, Dikembe? No. Are you pulling off that scam again this weekend?
Yeah, but I'm doing my show from there. Got the governor on live.
Oh, more softballs?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
How do you fish? I mean, well, we can get to the politics later. But
why are you so amazing?
Yes.
Tell me what makes you. Little known Cross Lake.
Yeah.
Will you seek out the mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkman? You better.
I will. Actually, I'm also talking to the real mayor of Cross Lake.
Yeah?
Young guy, too. I just looked him up.
He knows Rob. Rob is the real mayor.
Okay.
Of Cross Lake. How young is this person?
He looks like he's maybe late 20s.
What kind of news guy did he used to be? I asked him, Dad, he looks like
this.
What
am I supposed to say? Like, I didn't do deep research in the guy.
Describe to me, I mean, just boom, I'm just reading text. I have like 50 questions for him.
All right.
I'm going right
rapid
to the audience.
Rapid fire.
Yeah. Describe to me your ideal day. Oh. We did this a couple weeks ago on the perfect day, right?
Ideal day. Get a workout in.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
Okay, so you
makes me feel better.
You wake up and you're clanging and banging right away?
The sooner I can get it out of the way, the better.
That's how Jen feels.
Hey-o.
Okay, so what time are you waking up?
Probably 7:30.
7:30. What time?
A little cup of coffee.
What time did you go to bed the night before?
7:30.
7:30. Okay. See, you know, Love Boat.
Right after Golden Girls ends.
Love Boat, so Matlock, and Golden Girls. The trio finished. Okay, 7:30. Cup of coffee. Is it a, do you have a nice coffee machine at home? Do you have something fancy like a Nespresso?
We do have an espresso. That it's great if you have a little milk and make the you can make the cappuccino or make the latte. It's
you know me where I stand on coffee. Yeah. I'm with him, but with the new place, I'm being told I need. Can I make hot chocolate off this Nespresso too?
I'm sure you can.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you have coffee. Do you want a breakfast at this point?
Something light.
Light?
Yeah, maybe a little yogurt before clanging and banging. Okay. And protein up after the.
Okay. Do you clang and bang just in the basement? Do you clang and bang?
Oh, it's club.
You're at the club.
At the club.
Are you at Lifetime?
I'm at a Lifetime.
Now you're at Lifetime. Okay.
It's spectacular.
Okay, so you're staring at young women. I think that, Dave, was that pretty clear?
Spectacular.
They're real. Yes. And they're spectacular. Yeah. Okay, so that's at about 9?
Sure.
So you're there from 9, 10?
9 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. So you're there hour. Okay?
2.
2 hours.
Because...
Hang at the juice bar.
Yes. They have a bar, an actual bar, too, by the way.
Which one is this? Which city?
It's Rosemont. It's brand new.
Rosemont's big enough to have Lifetime? I didn't even think they had running water. Did you, Dave? I mean.
I think they got it, actually, about 2018, yeah. 19, somewhere in there.
So we have a beautiful new Lifetime.
Yes.
Okay.
Outdoor pool about to be open. That'll
Would
be
you calm down here? I mean, it sounds like an ideal day. It's just leery and leering. Yeah. Right? Okay, so you're there. You're not working out for
two hours. No. An hour between
9 and 10.
Weights and cardio and then the recovery. It's all about
you got to be there for the recovery.
Well, they have a recovery area.
Oh,
it's steam, what
do you do?
Cold bath, back into the steam.
How cold can the bath be?
They told us it was 50 degrees.
Yeah.
The temperature gauge was in it. The thermometer was in it one time, and it's like 56, 58. Still chilly.
I jumped in the California experience this year when I thought the pool heat was on. Was not on.
Yeah.
45.
45?
45.
How long did you last?
5 seconds until I got
That's
the
usual.
Steps and I got the hell
That's
out of
usual,
it.
Am I right?
I was...
If you gave it 30 seconds, you'd have been great.
I think so, but it was... Okay,
it's done wonders. Amazing. The cold tub, let me just say, has done wonders.
For you?
Yes.
In what way?
Inflammation, just pain.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have an option. For me, it was just such a shock. It was like, I was thinking, I don't know, what's a typical pool? Like 80 or
75 degrees?
And all of a sudden, what?
Whoa.
Okay, so you're done there.
I don't know.
So it's 11, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go home. Would you like to see your wife at some point in this
course,
ideal day?
Yeah.
She can make food, in other words?
Right. Watch her working at the house.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to see buddies? You going to tee it up? You going to bike?
Not tee it up.
You're hang with the girls at all?
Love to hang with the girls.
Yeah?
They don't.
What's
like
your ideal day? So
yeah.
You could
get to go lunch with everybody. It would be great.
Yeah.
Early dinner, like a glass of wine on the patio and at night.
So you can go only to one restaurant on this ideal day. Where are you going?
Meritage.
Yeah, that's still my favorite. Yeah, for me, it's Spoon and Stable in Meritage right there, as good as any. All right, let's pause. We have a lot of texts. I have plenty of questions, but we don't need to get to them. By the way, real quick, if someone says they're going to turn the station in a text, what are your thoughts on that?
Great. No need to tell me about it.
Yeah, you can. Right. You can. You're allowed.
It doesn't really offend me if you say, wow.
No, it doesn't. Yes. And then also, if we believe in the topic, no matter how serious or silly it is, and again, we appreciate anybody listening. But one texter is not going to get me to say, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Right.
And also, if you tell me you've already switched and then you text me multiple times later in the show, you really haven't switched stations.
Yes.
I don't think. What would you like me to talk about right now, Dave Harrigan?
What's your favorite way to get water at the home, Chad?
There's only one way to go. I work with Kinetico, and I work with Aquarius Home Services. I have had the combo of Kinetico an Aquarius at a house since the 90s. I've moved a couple times. As I've mentioned, even in this conversation, I'm moving it again. Guess what's automatic, what's already in the place? Aquarius. I want it for the safety of the drinking water. There's no reason to take any chances from city to city. Get that phenomenal drinking water system for just a glass of water you have, glass of water your family has, for meals you're making. It's a great way to go. How about the water softener for the showers? How about the water softener for your clothes? Water is so vital. We all need to drink more water than we're doing. Why not go with the best? Why not go with a company that I've trusted for 30-some years? I'm talking about Aquarius. Track them down online. AquariusHomeServices.com. Twins Ticket Tuesday at some point before the festivities are done. Chance to win Twins tickets. Wow, how old is Adam? 80? Yeah. You're an old soul.
In reference to what?
I think your ideal day. Are you...
What am I supposed to do? Like go clubbing?
Yeah, why not? If Adam, reading text, all texts, if you were a porn star, what name would you go with?
I the two that first came to mind, I don't think I can say on the air.
Yeah, well, so that's it.
How about Rod Irons?
Rod Irons works. I think it does. Adam, again, 651-461-9226. How are your problem-solving skills?
Not good.
Not good? You
no,
don't think you're a good problem solver?
I'm not a good solver? Problem solver, no.
What is your number one strength in life? This is your calling card. You can fall back in this.
That I don't have an answer. No, I think I'm a very loving, empathetic human being. Is that good enough for you heathens out there?
Well, it was better than your first answer. Yeah. Would you say it was better than...
Couldn't have been much worse than I don't have any strengths.
I don't have any strengths.
I'm strengthless. Are you ready for your daughter to graduate?
Oh, boy.
What are her plans after high school? And any tips to parents of seniors besides skipping dance competitions? Excellent questions. Yeah. They're all together.
Advice for skipping. Just say you were there when you weren't.
Well, or cheer against them. You've established that's what you would do. You know, as long as I got in the consolation
round. Two daughters, actually.
Round.
So Morgan is going to St. Kate's.
Yes, congratulations.
Going to study nursing. And Lauren, I believe, is pursuing a career to be a nanny in New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And after finding out the kind of cash that can be made to be in, I'm pursuing a career in New York City.
Hey, take the Comrex with you.
Right on.
You know, are we going to have a big graduation party for Morgan and Lauren, or individual ones together?
They're separate.
Separate,
but yeah. Actually, the Morgans will be at my mom's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Dave, you receive anything
I'd
so far?
I'd love to show up. Pulled pork?
Haven't.
No pulled pork.
Oh.
We're doing a grilled cheese bar.
What? What are we doing?
Grilled cheese. Hot grilled cheese on a hot summer day. Hey, it's the kids' choice.
Grilled cheese bar? What else do we... I mean, if the cheese...
You can make that work. Different kinds of cheese and things you can... You know, you
bacon.
Like bacon or other...
Tomato. Do you then... Are you then flipping it and making it?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you're putting everybody to work.
The master cheeser.
How many pans do we have at this event?
Pans?
Well, how we? That's where we make the grilled cheese.
No,
it's right?
Skillets. We got a couple of Blackstones fired up.
Okay, right. How many cheeses?
There'll be a variety of cheeses.
That's
both sliced and shredded.
Yes.
Yeah. Tomato.
American.
Tomato. Bacon.
Tomato. Bacon. Yes. What else?
Well, brisket. Brisket grilled cheese.
Well,
come on.
Jeez, I didn't realize Thurston Howell was throwing the party. That's why I'm 80. Thurston Howell.
Thurston
my
Howell.
Go-to rich guy
oh
reference.
My God. I mean,
love him.
Love him. I mean, when did,
Jim Back is underrated.
When did Gilligan's Island debut? 66? I mean.
Might be earlier than that.
Okay.
If you're in South St. Paul, you got to have some sort of beef. It's right down the road.
Yeah. Let's go. When is this big soiree happening?
It'll be Father's Day, actually.
Father's Day? Mm-hmm. Day of the U.S. Open? The
U.S. Open. Yeah, it'll be over in time for the back nine.
Can I look at a couple of questions I wrote down here? Just
you prepare for this segment?
God knows why. If the Lobster said, we are invited to the Met Gala, would you go?
I don't have to pay $75,000 to attend.
Is that the number?
I thought it was. I heard $75,000.
So like the real hoity-toities? Who they want there for the pub, they're still paying $75,000?
I would imagine there's some way around that. But
yeah. Would you go? Would you be excited to go? And what would you wear?
I would go. I wouldn't be excited to go, but I'd wear something cool.
Something unique?
Yeah.
How about like just a big slab of meat hanging off your head? You know, it's,
I mean, it works.
Yeah. Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
81.
Very, he's an angry guy.
Yeah, well,
he's, didn't he fire his drummer, like, during a show?
Yeah. He also still owes me one.
That's right.
Right? It was, when was it, 2010, 11, something like that?
We saw him. They were pretty good when we saw him.
Yeah, when we saw him afterwards. But that, Roger had no voice, and he said, I owe you one. Yeah, well, we went, like, 3 years later, and guess what? We paid for the tickets. Yeah. So a guy at the Daltrey show recently is like, Pinball Wizard!
Yeah.
Play Pinball Wizard!
Yeah.
Come on, Pinball Wizard!
Shut the F up.
Yeah, and he like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Pinball Wizard. He's 81. We're going to 58, by the way.
I know you are.
Should Roger, he's bored with it. He's like, I've played ever since I was a young boy. And he's played it so many times. Yes or no, should Roger be playing Pinball Wizard?
No. He can do what he wants. He's a rock and roll legend. Yes.
Dave Harrigan.
Play the hits.
Play the
bleeping
hits.
You're not that much.
Hits.
You know, that's special. He went into some like obscure Kinks song, for goodness sake. We don't need a cover of the Kinks, Roger. Play Pinball.
Play Pinball. No. You're 81.
I stand with Roger.
You want him playing Beethoven? I mean, what do you want him to play?
Play whatever he wants. He's Roger Daltrey.
I want Roger Daltrey to play the hits. Okay, Sturgill, you want him to play? What do you want to play when we go tomorrow?
Well, he does great covers. I mean, that's kind of,
I would love some covers. Yeah. Get, 0 to 10, your excitement level for Sturgill tomorrow?
8.5.
I think that I'm both the same way. All right, my brother. Thank you.
Yep.
Andy Luger in studio next hour here on News Talk 830 WCCO.